Did you catch that? In just a quick scan of the woods, did you see anything out there? No? Hey, Yolanda, give him a wave. That's it. Now do you see her out there? With it being deer season, let's talk about several ways to deer hunt and why Yolanda's out there on her hands and knees. From a stand or a blind, you can deer hunt, stalking, or even still hunting. And of course, there are skill sets that aid in being successful. A hunter once told me about one such skill set several years ago. To train your eyes to scan the woods for something horizontal. In the woods, all the trees are vertical, but if you're focused on looking for that horizontal line, you can spot your target a lot easier. And that comes in handy if you're stalking or still hunting for sure. When still hunting, or some call it slip hunting, you're sneaking through the woods utilizing all of your senses to get closer to where you think the deer might be. Or maybe to put yourself in a position for them to get closer to you. Stalking is when you've seen the deer and you're quietly, you know, making your approach towards it to get the best shot. The challenge for both, of course, is to see the deer before it sees you. That's always best. And that's where this tip comes in handy and why Yolanda is out there on her hands and knees. Even if you're hunting in a stand or a blind, looking for that horizontal line helps the deer stand out better to you as you scan through the timber. Similar to how we should approach studying our Bibles. Many of us might just scan through the Bible and reading here or there, but there's really no focus on what the Lord really wants us to learn from it. Just like the horizontal scan when you're deer hunting and looking through the timber, we can utilize certain Bible study methods to help us focus in on the Word of God. And one of those methods is the acronym SOAP. Before you begin your Bible study, though, always pray for the Lord to open your heart and mind for what He wants to show you. Pray for understanding. SOAP begins with the letter S, doesn't it, which stands for Scripture. Pick out the passage of Scripture to study and then read it. Read it twice if you need to. O stands for observation. Observe what's happening in the passage. You know, what's the context? The stuff that happened before or after. Look at who is speaking, who's being spoken to, and of course the setting where it's coming from. The letter A is for application. Now we ask the question, is there a truth there the Lord is showing me? Is there something here that can be applied to my life? Is there a change that needs to take place maybe, you know? And finally, the letter P, which stands for prayer. And you want to go to the Lord and thank Him for His Word and ask Him for His guidance as you apply these things that you have learned to your life, that He's opened up through Scripture to you. 2 Timothy 2:5 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The more you study, the more you'll discover things you never knew were there. Just like applying that horizontal line when you're out in the woods deer hunting.
Are we finished yet? My back is...
Are you ready to quit already?
My back hurts and my arms are hurting. And I gotta go to the bathroom and there's bugs out here. They're getting all over me.
There's not a lot of bugs. You're doing such a great job.
This brings a whole new meaning to when you call me deer.
Oh, dear. I hope you've learned something from this. You know, the horizontal line. Next time you're up in the deer stand, scan through the woods or when you're still hunting and always focus in on that horizontal line. Practice it as you're just kind of hiking through the woods. All right? And we'll see you next time as we get back out in the great outdoors. I'm Sean Merrill, and hopefully I'll be out here too if I'm not in too much trouble.